Hello, everybody. This is Miss Spiro, and I am here today with Bronson. How's it going, Bronson?
Good.
Good. Can you tell everybody what's new in the news in fourth grade?
Tomorrow we are going to start the math SPAC testing, and today we practiced a spelling bee to see who the top six who would go compete in this school for who's the best speller in fourth grade.
Ah, so much information there. Let's start with SPAC really quick. How have you been preparing for your SPAC in math?
We've been preparing by using IXL on Safari.
Okay, yes. What else do you do to prepare and learn math? Because you are exceptional at math.
Sometimes I go to like math class on Friday and I learn some facts. I do fact practice and stuff, so.
You are fast at your facts. That's cool. And tell me, so we are having a fourth grade spelling bee as part of our Gold Rush celebration. Were you surprised at how well you did in the spelling bee today?
Yes.
Yeah, I was too. At everybody, we all did so well. It was fun. All right, well, did anybody that made the spelling bee team surprise you?
Gene.
Why? Because he hides how smart he is, huh? Mm-hmm. He does. I was excited for him. What is the most interesting thing that happened today?
We learned how to do line dancing.
Ah, that's right, as part of our square dancing lessons. It was fun. Did you like line dancing?
It was fun.
Who's your partner?
Trinity.
And is your whole square working together?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys look great out there. Teach us one thing you learned today.
I learned how to get the diameter of when the question gives you only the radius.
Ah, so you must have learned that on IXL because I didn't teach that. Do you know what the radius is?
The radius is like kind of like half of a circle or something.
So it's the distance from the center
to
the edge of the circle. And the diameter is the distance. Do you know what that is?
Not quite, but I know how to find.
How do you find it?
It's like if the diameter is, I'm pretty sure it's two times or three times.
Two is right.
Two times the radius.
So I'm going to draw you a diagram after this interview and I'll show you. The radius goes from the center of the circle to the edge. Mm-hmm. The diameter goes from edge to edge through the center. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you're right. The diameter will always be twice as long as the radius. And now, Bronson, a little bit about you. What didn't you know you could do until fourth grade?
I didn't know I could simplify fractions.
Ah, when did you learn how to simplify fractions?
Around the beginning of the year.
Yeah, like in January?
Something like that.
Yeah. And what do you know about simplifying fractions?
You can simplify them until they can't get any lower.
All right, any smaller. And lastly, what would you like people to know about you?
I play on basketball teams.
You do? I didn't know you played basketball. Do you like it?
Yes.
What team are you playing on?
I play a bunch of different leagues, but there's only one team where it stays the same and just gets new players sometimes.
Oh, what team is that?
Thunderwolves, OCBC Thunderwolves.
Cool. All right, Bronson, well, thanks for being on our show today. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Bye, everybody.